as we welcome in Tommy Gazzola. Tommy, how you doing?
Boys, bad day on the golf course is better than a good day at work. That's all I'm going to say.
How bad?
90.
Oh, yeah. Well, not, 90 yeah. with a few foot wedges. Nothing wrong with that, buddy.
Definitely. I'll admit, breakfast ball.
Nothing wrong with that. A few mulligans. I get it. We've all been there.
Guys, I admit to nothing, okay? You can assume whatever you want.
Well, we're assuming the Oilers are going to get into the playoffs this year, and, you know, tough to judge on the last night. But, you know, are you feeling positive when you see some, like, a guy like Cahoon, you know, get to start in overtime, which is, I think, was a really cool move by Tippett, and him burying, like, is he going to feel a bit more as he heads into these, well, one more game than the playoffs?
Struds, I mean, I think that's the best-case scenario. Even over the last few games, you saw Nugent Hopkins, Yamamoto, and Cahoon playing well, they were reunited a little bit with Draisaitl, and the Nudie line was together again. And, you know, talking with you guys, talking with Matt Cassian, and it's like, well, what's the best-case scenario out of that? They get into a good rhythm. You know, ideally, I'm sure people want to see them put up numbers, get results, light the lamp, like Cahoon did yesterday afternoon in OT, which was a pleasant surprise, absolutely. But if they're getting into a groove, playing well, doing the right things, I think that goes a long way, regardless of the opponent. If you feel good going into the postseason and you know, you have that right mindset and you feel like you're in a bit of a groove, I think that's all that matters. And I think a goal like last night and the fact that Dave Tippett gave the tap to Cahoon to go out there with Leon Draisaitl, I think that feeds into that whole mantra, like to push forward, everybody on the same page, everyone feeling good going into the postseason. So, yeah, I think that is a good thing. And, you know, regardless of lighting up the lamp and getting goals and picking up points, but if you feel good about your game and you're confident in what you can do out there, I think that's a best-case scenario. And we're kind of seeing that with this Oilers team going into the final game on Saturday.
Well, you look at Edmonton, and, you know, a lot of teams want to be going into the playoffs playing well, feeling good about themselves. Well, Edmonton is 8-2, along with the Penguins and the Panthers. Those are the three teams, 8-2, heading in. You got to go, you know, you go down, you know, there's some teams in the middle, like Toronto 7-1-2, and Washington 7-2-1, then you get a little bit lower. You got Montreal, who's 4-4-2, the Islanders 3-4-3, and then all the way down at the bottom, the Jets are 2-8. Like, I know they won the other night against Vancouver, but I don't, like, the Jets, hey, the playoffs we say are different, but still, man, like, it's hard, Strutty, you can't just flip a complete switch,
no.
I don't think. Like, this, Edmonton's got to keep rolling, and that's why I think Dave Tippett, like, look, Hellebuck starting tomorrow night for all these people that are worried about who's starting here or there. If you're the orders, unless Mike Smith says he wants a day off, I would start Mike Smith again on Saturday. What would you guys do?
I'd start him. Yeah. Go for it. I mean, if he wants to play and sharpen up and be ready to go for Wednesday, absolutely. I think it's up to him. And it's not like he had the greatest game yesterday. He let in the first shot. He bounced back okay after that. But if he wants one more tune-up and he thinks he needs it, absolutely, go for it. And if the game's out of hand either way, then take him out. Whatever, you would assume against Vancouver that if the Oilers are kind of laying a licking on them, put in whoever's backing up. I don't know if it's going to be Stalock. I don't know if it's going to be Koskinen. I would assume it's Koskinen. But, yeah, absolutely. Let Mike Smith put himself into the right frame of mind and get himself ready. If he wants another game, sure. I think he deserves to call that.
Yeah, I think that at this point, you know, Tippett talked about in his pregame the other day that, you know, it's a conversation between the goalie coach, Justin Schwartz, Mike Smith, and himself about what Mike Smith needs. And it feels like Mike Smith just wants to keep playing. He feels like he's in his zone. He wants to keep playing. And, you know, last night, yeah, you know, wasn't ideal, but, you know, he gets a game on Saturday, then day off Sunday, then a couple of practices and hit the ground running Wednesday. Like, to me, it sets up pretty easy that his routine never stops, I guess, in this one, Tommy.
Exactly. And if he's feeling good, I'm liking this goaltending matchup. I know Hellebuck, what he did last year. I know he's been good generally this season too, Struds and Greggs, but I look at what Mike Smith's body of work this year has been, and I go, you know what? Edmonton stacks up pretty damn good in the goaltending department against the Jets right now. And absolutely, he has earned that right to make the call. He's been around long enough. He knows if he's in tune with his body and his mind, if he wants one more game, let him have it. And I think he's the one that kind of directs the ship in that regard.
Yeah, it's interesting when it comes to, you know, the goaltending matchup, because Hellebuck, hey, the guy's the reigning Vezina Trophy winner, no question about it. But that was last year. This season, he's been okay, and against the orders, he's gotten torched, right? Like, I'm very curious, Strutty, and Tommy, you can chime in on this. Paul Maurice, the game plan they had in the regular season against Edmonton clearly did not work.
No, for sure.
Clearly it didn't work.
Yeah.
I expect Winnipeg to try to clog up the neutral zone. I got to think they're going to change, because they can't just come in and say, okay, guys, we're going to keep doing what we're doing. They don't have Nikolaj Ehlers to start,
yeah. And
they got murdered by the orders, especially with speed through the neutral zone. Do you think they can change their – is it capable to do that?
Well, I think you look at what they've done the last little while, and Paul Maurice has talked about it. Now, there's some people think that he's just trying to throw a smokescreen. But, you know, that they had it the way they were playing wasn't going to be successful in the playoffs. So I think they're getting their mindset towards that, where they have to say, okay, we can't outscore the Oilers or try to outscore them. They've got a lot of talent. That's undeniable. There's no doubt up front. Their top nine are very talented. But at the end of the day, you know, you don't want to trade chances with this team. So I think they are going to try to do that and try to slow the Oilers down. I think on the flip side, Greggs and Tommy, and you can touch on this, Tommy, the Oilers have to be ready for that. This won't be the same team they've played. I think their D-men are going to try to get up further up and have a tighter gap too, to not let those guys wind up. You know, how many times do you see the Oilers, you know, just attack these D with reckless abandon? So I really think that the Oilers have to prepare for for sure, a different style of game to be played.
Right. And it'll be interesting to see too how well, if the Jets decide to go about attacking the Oilers that way, playing above them, clogging up the neutral zone, all those things that were successful that Toronto and Montreal did, Montreal obviously earlier in the season against Edmonton, how well Winnipeg can actually execute that game plan. Like, is it too foreign of a concept for their high skill, high speed, run and gun forwards to try to adapt like that on the fly? Like, are they capable of doing that? Sure, they can try, and it makes sense to try to do it that way, considering how poorly they've stumbled into the playoffs here. But I'm curious to know if they're able to do it at a high level and enough to stymie the Oilers' offensive abilities and the way they're running and gunning right now, if it doesn't matter how Winnipeg even tries to clog things up, if it doesn't even matter because they can't do it properly, first of all, and Edmonton's just feeling it so well offensively that they bust through.